Now, will you notice, we are told that from thence to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia, and a colony. And a colony means that it was a Roman colony. It was a particular significance. Here's where the governor was. They had Roman customs here. They spoke Latin. This is the place where they were like Rome. And from thence to Philippi. And it was a colony. And we were in that city abiding certain days. And on the Sabbath, we went out of the city by a riverside, where prayer was wont to be made, and we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted thither. Now, there was a prayer meeting that met there, down by the river. And I wonder if that prayer meeting had anything to do with Paul coming over to Europe, and the vision, you see, of the man of Macedonia actually was a woman by the name of Lydia holding this prayer meeting. Verse 14, and a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira. Now, Thyatira is over in Asia Minor. It is one of the seven churches that our Lord wrote to in the second and third chapters of Book of Revelation. And this woman had come from over there. She worshiped God. She worshiped the living and the true God, but had very little knowledge. She heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized and her household, she besought us, saying, if ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. Now, this woman, Lydia, was a remarkable person. She was very dominant in leading of the prayer meeting, the first convert in Europe, and dominant in the church that was in Philippi. And I do not know about Mr. Lydia, but he was around there somewhere. And there are a lot of families like that, you know, where the woman is the dominant one in the family, and that's the way it was here. And thank God she's this kind of a woman, because the entire household turned to God through her witness. And now Paul boards there with, I think, some of the others. And she constrained us. Now, apparently a person of means, or she couldn't have taken care of. Now, it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain with soothsaying. Now, these people are not foolish. And again, you have this demon-possessed woman, and Paul casts out the demon. We're seeing a resurgence of demonism lately. Now, demonism is a reality, and here's this girl here, and there were certain ones, her owners, she was apparently a slave, they were using her, and they were making a great deal from it. In other words, the mafia had already begun there.